Pendengar sekalian, diperkirakan bahwa 2,3 miliar orang menggunakan jaringan sosial di seluruh dunia. Facebook masih mendominasi lanskap sosial, menambahkan 500 ribu pengguna setiap harinya atau 6 profil baru setiap detik. Namun kini telah muncul kekhawatiran di kalangan para pengguna. Ketidaksepakatan dengan kebijakan privasi jaringan sosial telah menyebabkan banyak pengguna untuk meninggalkannya. Banyak yang berhenti dan mengatakan bahwa mereka kini merasa lega. Apakah itu merupakan permulaan dari gerakan anti-sosial media? Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. Media sosial didefinisikan oleh Oxford Dictionary sebagai sebuah situs atau aplikasi yang memungkinkan pengguna untuk membuat dan berbagi konten atau untuk berpartisipasi dalam jejaring sosial. Kini jumlah platform media sosial yang ada telah jauh meningkat. Facebook, Twitter, Google+, dan Instagram adalah beberapa media sosial yang saat ini beredar di dunia maya. Melejitnya ketenaran Facebook adalah sebuah fenomenal. Facebook dimulai oleh mantan mahasiswa dari Harvard, Mark Zuckerberg, dan kini telah berkembang menjadi sebuah perusahaan yang memiliki pekerja hampir 16 ribu orang di 48 kantor di seluruh dunia. Mia Garlick dari Facebook menjelaskan,
in Australia, those numbers are 13 million Australians who are active on Facebook, with 10 million using it every day. And these numbers they've increased year on year. So the daily active users on Facebook have increased by 19% year on year.
Dosen Universitas Queensland dari bidang jurnalisme dan komunikasi, Nicholas Carah mengatakan, mengekspresikan diri sendiri melalui medsos telah menjadi suatu hal yang biasa.
You want to be connected to your friends, you kind of have to be on social media. It is the kind of platform through which you kind of do social relationships now.
Carah mengatakan ada hubungan antara fenomena media sosial dan penyerapan penggunaan smartphone.
Social media and the smartphone are bound up with each other, and the popularity of each is dependent on the other, if you like. So social media becomes a phenomenon when we start carrying a device around in our hands every day that's connected to the internet, and we use that device to both access streams of media content, but also to tell a story about ourselves.
Namun beberapa orang menjadi skeptis tentang manfaat dari situs seperti Facebook memutuskan untuk meninggalkannya. Peneliti dari Universitas Vienna menjuluki tahun 2013 adalah tahun bunuh diri bagi identitas dunia maya. Claire Sullivan, pakar cyber dari University of South Australia, mengatakan bahwa unggahan, foto, dan pesan-pesan yang pernah diunggah ke medsos tidak dapat dihapus sepenuhnya.
It's very difficult to obliterate the whole trace. You know, every time we go on the internet, we're leaving a footprint behind. If you want to go off a particular site, you've really got to go back and try and wipe all of those footprints, you know, with all of your contacts over years. And that's pretty much impossible to do. So even when you think you've deleted something, a forensic expert can usually get in there and find that information.
Studi mereka menemukan orang-orang yang meninggalkan Facebook memiliki kesamaan atribut kunci, yaitu mereka lebih cenderung laki-laki, lebih teliti, dan biasanya memiliki jumlah teman yang rendah. Mereka yang meninggalkan Facebook mengatakan sangat khawatir tentang kebijakan privasi situs itu, dan hampir setengah menyatakan mereka memiliki keberatan tentang bagaimana informasi pribadi mereka itu dipergunakan. Pakar hukum cyber dari Universitas Australia Selatan, Clark Salva, mengatakan masalah privasi sering berhubungan dengan penggunaan yang disebut klik kontrak di situs-situs itu.
Basically, you accept the terms when you click into the system, and it's a very one-sided process. So if you want to use Facebook, you automatically have to agree to their terms and conditions, unlike a kind of more traditional contract where you would have some bargaining, and you could say what you agreed to and what you didn't. So it's a take-it-or-leave-it contract, and it's usually fairly heavily weighted in favor of the company rather than the consumer.
Mia Garlick dari Facebook menjelaskan cara pendekatan mereka tentang hal ini.
Similar to many online services, we provide a service for hundreds of millions of people around the world. So we do have terms and conditions that people agree to when they sign up to use the site. I think there is a couple of different things though that we do because it is important to us that people feel in control and do understand the terms. So what we do is we unpack those into separate terms and conditions.
Associate Professor David Lindsay dari Faculty of Law Monash University mengatakan bahwa Facebook merupakan eksperimen sosial yang sangat besar.
People are making public to be distributed amongst a large number of people things that have never been made public before. And this can have very serious effects upon the way in which people lead their lives, particularly if there are things that are embarrassing or uncomfortable, which come back to have an effect upon people in their, for example, professional life.
Perjanjian yang disediakan oleh organisasi media sosial juga dapat berubah seiring dengan waktu. Profesor Lindsay mengatakan, semua itu terserah kepada pengguna individu untuk mengambil langkah-langkah yang diperlukan dalam melindungi privasi mereka. Ilya Lanster, 26 tahun, mengatakan ia adalah mantan pengguna Facebook yang sangat sibuk. Ia mengatakan ketika berhenti menggunakan situs itu 5 bulan yang lalu, awalnya ia merasa lega. Kemudian ia menyadari kebiasaannya menggunakan situs tersebut tidak hilang.
I was very, very active. That's part of the reason why I had to get off, because I would post a lot of my own posts. I would get involved in a lot of other people's posts. I was always liking things and whatever. At first, actually, it was funny because I had the application on my phone, and because I was so used to pressing the Facebook app, and even after the app was deleted off my phone and there was an empty space where the app used to be, my finger still used to go to that spot on the phone, and the same with the Facebook Messenger app. So I still used to, just out of habit because I was bored, I used to still press the Facebook, where the Facebook app used to sit, but there was nothing there, so nothing opened. I would just press the screen. It was very weird.
Ia mengatakan kini ia tidak merasa kehilangan berhubungan dengan teman-teman Facebooknya.
Not really. I think people forget you. That's the only thing. Like sometimes I wonder like who I was really friends with and stuff. Because when I was on Facebook, obviously you're in touch with everybody all the time. And even if you're not in touch, you still feel like you're in touch with them because you always see their photos. You always know where they are. You always know what they're doing in their lives. But when you're not on Facebook, all of a sudden you don't know anything about anyone, and I started forgetting people's names and stuff.
Rebecca Piccolo, mahasiswa yang baru lulus dari universitas, meninggalkan Facebook pada awal tahun lalu dan mengatakan ia juga merasa lega.
Yeah, I actually felt relieved afterwards because I didn't feel that I have to look at a phone. You know, you wake up, you normally grab your phone, check what's happening on Facebook, and now I just wake up and get slowly the day started as it should be, and feels good. I don't have to look at it. The main problem was for me definitely that I wasted so much time on Facebook, and I could use the time way better. I don't want to be addicted to social media.
Sebuah studi oleh Pew Research Center mengatakan 61% dari pengguna media sosial telah berhenti berinteraksi untuk jangka waktu yang cukup panjang, yaitu berlaku beberapa minggu atau lebih. Bagi para pengguna Facebook yang ingin berhenti, memiliki 2 pilihan, yaitu dengan menghapus secara permanen profil mereka atau hanya menonaktifkan saja. Berikut ini penjelasan Mia Garlick dari Facebook.
They have a choice. They can either deactivate it or they can delete it. We introduced deactivation because what we found was that some people deleted it but then actually wanted to get back into their account later on. Deletion is there for people who definitely know that they don't want to have an account on the site anymore. We do try to make sure that they understand that means that we will delete the content, and that's why we offer the deactivation process, just in case people have second thoughts at a future date.
Jadi bagaimana nasib media sosial di masa depan? Nicholas Carah dari University of Queensland mengatakan, medsos akan terus berkembang, namun salah satu tantangan yang harus dihadapi adalah menyesuaikan kebutuhan para penggunanya.
This is the media platform that will kind of dominate the media sphere, if you like, in the coming years. And I think what we're going to see unfold over the next 5, 10 years and so on is a form of media that uses more and more and more information to kind of constantly adapt to us. And that means the adaptations it makes will be in order to keep us engaged on our devices for longer and longer and longer, revealing more about ourselves and our lives and our interests and so on.